How to Save Someone Overcome by Heat Stroke, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. A lot of farm work is done in blistering heat, and if heat stroke occurs, it can be fatal. Dr. Douglas Casa says in cases of heat stroke, start cooling the victim fast.
You have 30 minutes to get someone's body temperature under 104. So from the moment someone shows signs and symptoms of a heat stroke, if we want to assure survivability, we got to somehow get their temperature, which might be 108, 109, 110 at the start, under 104. And the cool first transport second is a key part of that, because we have to take advantage of the minutes right after it takes place and not depend on care that's going to happen at the hospital when it comes to cooling.
Casa heads the Corey Stringer Institute at the University of Connecticut, which focuses on the health, safety, and performance of athletes, warfighters, and laborers.
Heat stroke that happens related to exertion, so in athletic, occupational, military space, is 100% survivable. It has been 100% survivable in over 3,000 cases we have tracked. If the person's body temperature gets under 104 within 30 minutes of the presentation of the condition.
That, says Casa, is why cooling takes precedent over immediate transport to a care facility. A 2015 study suggests that farm workers are 35 times more likely to die from heat stroke than workers in other industries. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.